Today's episode of Fantasy Fiction is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction.
Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player, whatever that is. Today we're recommending The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien. This is a story both Reese's and I enjoy.
And it coincides with the fantasy theme.
So if you're enjoying the podcast, give the free trial a chance. It'll help pay for some of the hosting. I'm not sure what that is.
Quick, download it before the movie comes out, post haste!
Enjoy the episode!
Welcome to the Fantasy Fiction Podcast. My name is Dominic.
My name is Josh.
And this week we will be talking about... What are we talking about, Josh? Tell me.
We're talking about tournaments, I believe, was the prompt.
I kind of lost. I was pretty wasted this entire week.
I wanted to
week.
Say fairies again because I just wanted it to be fairies again.
But yes, it is tournaments.
Yeah.
And if my microphone sounds weird, it's because I'm using... the built-in mic from MacBook Pro.
Because you're not in L.A. right now, correct?
I'm not. I'll start off with what I did this week. I flew to Pennsylvania to visit my family just before the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And I was packing things up, getting ready to go, and the shuttle bus got there a little early. And in the hustle and bustle of that, I completely forgot my microphone. So I'm sorry it sounds a little weird, but next week it will not.
They'll get used to it. That's mm-hmm. fine.
It's good to be home though. I had a Yingling. I had a Genesee Lager. I had a Genesee Cream Ale. That's what I had.
Those are damn good.
Oh, they're damn good. I have the bottles too. They're like they're like a weird shape. They're awesome. Yep. Kinda want another one right now.
Dude, I'm jealous if you get one.
And I got to see some snowfall for the first time in a while.
Where did you was it magical for you to see the snow again?
Yeah, it kind of was. I really like the winter, and I miss it a lot.
You're fucking disgusting. Everyone on the East Coast right now is like, fuck off.
You know what's funny is that here I am back in Pennsylvania, and I still haven't seen you. We're recording this
at our
houses. I know,
we're still in separate houses, not in the same area.
What did you do this week?
Well, you got to see the whimsical, magical snow.
It was there was wind chimes playing.
Yeah, sleigh bells, going. Last night, we shot a continue yesterday, mm-hmm. so I was coming home, and I got to drive through the snowstorm.
Oh, your favorite thing.
And it was really bad, and it was really stupid. I should not have driven through it. I was fine. I'm fine. I didn't get an accident or anything. Nothing happened. But, mm-hmm. there were parts of it when I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever done.
It was snowing a decent amount when I came in. And then it just started icing.
Yep.
And that made for a mess.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Our friend Mike sent us a photo of him being stuck in a ditch.
Yeah. Which is pretty cool. He just takes a photo. Here I am. Here's what
Here I am.
In a
that
ditch.
Dude's crazy going out in that weather.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he was coming up from work.
Yeah, he was working, I guess, in the... It was kind of one of those things, where he and I were both, fucked, you know? What do you do? Mm-hmm. I could have gone to Luke's, because Luke was near where I was, but I didn't want to be like that guy. I didn't want to be like, hey, I'm sleeping over.
Deal with it. I watched some of Jack Frost with Michael Keaton.
Oh my god.
Holy crap, that movie's awful. It just so happened to be on the TV while I was at my brother's house.
Yeah.
And it starts off with Michael Keaton in an all-white blues band playing a concert in Denver where he lives. And everyone's going crazy, and it's the worst thing.
I like how you specify that it's Denver, because I automatically know how shitty it is.
Also, 20 minutes into the movie, he's not even a goddamn snowman yet.
Yeah, that's like, you gotta start turning into that snowman.
I think there's an inappropriate dick joke, too.
Oh, really?
I think. I was half paying attention.
I don't want to watch some movie where the first 20 minutes is just some guy living his life.
Living his shitty rock star life. There's a part where he's in, like, the bathroom getting ready for bed with his, like, wife, yeah. And he's wearing a sleeveless t-shirt, and it's like he's so out of shape and gross and balding. It's just like Michael Keaton isn't even that bad of a guy, but when they put him in like this rock star persona, he looks like shit.
Yeah, well, doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense. But you know what would make sense?
What?
Him traveling to the world of Orcspire and Daranos, like we're about to.
Yeah.
Let me just flip the fantasy switch.
Oh my god.
That's fantasy transition music.
I loved it. I loved it. You ready for
the first time in a long time? I'm ready.
For the first time in a long time. Oh, that's so sweet. My story is called Battle of the Bards.
Awesome.
All right, here we go. Once in a generation, there's a tournament held in Daranos that would make your mama spit the wiener out of her mouth and say, boy, I wish your pappy were still alive so he could take me to this tournament and I could BJ him all night long.
Whose wiener was in her mouth then?
I don't know.
This is awful.
It's just some wiener, who knows.
Dude, just a dick. Mystery wiener.
Yeah, doesn't matter. This tournament requires skill, dexterity, cunning, intellect, and an unparalleled thirst for blood and sweaty, stanky booty meat combined, which I think is a mix of intellect and cunning. We'll call it cuntellect. This tournament was the Battle of the Bards, and so highly regarded was this tournament of troubadours that Wizard Yale canceled classes, the Druid Academy canceled all proms, and Buffcat canceled all push-up competitions, and promised himself he'd only work on his glutes because he has to lick his own beehole, so might as well have something to look at while you're down there.
I also love that druid, all the druid props was canceled. Like, they have one every
week.
There's
so many. They fucking love proms at that school. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Every goddamn buddy was especially wet for this tournament, since this was the first time the two greatest bards in Daranos would be competing for the title of greatest bard of all fucking shit-ass fucking hell-ass time. Canterbury Hawkstrider, the realm's sexiest and huge dongliest human electric lute player, would be going head-to-head against goblin axe bass player Jeremy. Just Jeremy.
Oh, man. You know Jeremy is sick, though.
He's like, a goblin.
Look at other people who exist by just one name.
Prince, Madonna.
Sting. The wrestler, not the musician.
Yeah, no, not the musician. He sucks. The wrestler. All were gathered around in the amphitheater of Wizard Yale. Well-to-dos and people of interest packed into the ancient stone auditorium. Sid and Ugla snuck their way into the box seat because sneaking into things is free and cool.
They're so in love.
Dude, they love each other, man.
I think Sid's getting a little soft, I'll say it.
He may, you better not say that to his face, man.
I would never.
He'll stab you.
I would be thrown on a knife.
He would throw you around the world, and then you'd fly back and hit him in the knife.
He would throw a knife into me, yeah. And that would send me around the world.
Yeah, it would be crazy. Krasnor the Lich brought his grandchildren, which were just a pile of old bones he planned on reanimating and adopting as his grandchildren.
Krasnor is starting a family.
He's looking ahead. He's looking in the future. Buff Cat had his own box seat to accommodate his huge muscles, and Flyman stayed home due to his crippling social anxiety disorder, which only compounds his sadness into a rock-solid, fully untreatable mental illness, which prevents him from doing the most basic of tasks like bathing and eating properly.
Been there.
I think we all can relate to that.
Honestly, yes.
Yes. Attention, boomed the MC, which was the disembodied floating skull of MC Hammer. Attention, the Battle of the Bards is about to begin. For all y'all's safety, we recommend people in the front row please put on your diapers. And if anyone here still menstruates, we recommend you leave immediately, as your chances of becoming pregnant are increased 13,000%. As we all know, bards are essential to any fellowship's roster. They play inspiring music, which motivate adventurers to quest hard as fuck, and also help adventurers get waist-deep in the stankiest roast beef curtains in the land. Since this Battle of the Bards was taking place at Wizard Yale, a plethora of battle simulations would be magically projected around the bards, simulating anything from a battle against 100 raging snot goblins to simulating a battle against, like, 200 raging snot goblins.
Oh, man, this is intense.
You're going down, Canterbury, you shit-filled pussy, Jeremy chided.
You know, I pinned Jeremy as the silent type, but go on.
Jeremy, if your mother wasn't a sack of warty jizz crust, I'd have my way with her while wearing your dad's wedding tuxedo. You know what? I still want to do that. Never mind, retorted Canterbury. For guessing how many times to the nearest thousand I've said, too legit to quit in my life, Jeremy will go first, MC Hammer said. Jeremy the Goblin stood atop the stage with his battle bass. Bloodstains covered the bass as he began to belt out a sick bass riff, which would make your sister's hymen fall out of her ass pussy. Suddenly, an aspect of a giant fire drake magically appeared in front of him. Jeremy continued to play as the dragon took a large breath and prepared to scorch Jeremy's many gross ball hairs. As the dragon unleashed his fiery doom, the music created a shield around Jeremy and blocked him from harm. Then he began to sing, Canterbury, I wanna fuck your sister so bad. One time she called me and I was like, whoa, you boobs. She has a nice butt and I think her ass nips are so red. Then the dragon jizz floated and like six ass hymens were thrown up on stage.
This may be your filthiest story.
It gets worse. The crowd cheered as Jeremy walked off stage. Canterbury walked past him and ran into him on purpose like a total dickhead would do. Canterbury tuned his magical lute and pulled out an amputated orc hand and used it as a capo. He nice. Soon began playing a lilting tune as the torches in the amphitheater grew dim. Suddenly, a magical horde of Mudbark fans appeared. The most horrible and stupid fans of all time.
They are.
Canterbury continued to play as the Mudbark fans advanced. Suddenly, the music magically summoned 1,000 ghost hands. The Mudbark fans were right on top of Canterbury when suddenly all the ghost hands pantsed them. There they were, all naked and stuff from the dumb waist down, except for the ones who were wearing boxers with the band's name on the codpiece. Then Canterbury began to sing. Jeremy, your mom and I are moving in together. Clean out your old room, cause that's where our sex swing's gonna go. I'm gonna tie your mom up with my enchanted jizz and leather.
What? Whose jizz can wrap people up and imprison them?
That's the stupidest thing ever. Who wrote this shit? Jesus. The crowd went nuts and Jeremy's mom flashed her cooter to Canterbury. The smell alone caused the first row to soil their diapers. I cannot decide a winner, MC Hammer Skull chattered. but maybe I can, said a booming, ominous voice.
Oh my
it
God.
Was Lars Blackarmor, the nastiest black metal knight in Darinos. You pussy queefs are terrible. I am Darinos' greatest bard, plus I have a huge dick, and I'm not just saying that.
Key information when you're speaking to somebody you've met for the first time in your life.
Right? Canterbury and Jeremy looked at each other confused. Let me rock your tiny dicks off! Just then, Lars pulled out his double magical electric lute. He played a sick solo which conjured a dozen skeletal steeds. They began to charge at Jeremy and Canterbury while Lars began to sing, my dick is so big, my dick is so big, my dick is so big, my dick is so big.
That's a solid gold head.
Canterbury and Jeremy appeared to be completely boned. Suddenly, Jeremy had an idea. We have to work together, Canterbury. You're right, Canterbury replied. Even though you're a stupid idiot whose farts smell like a dead hooker's snatch box. Simultaneously, they hoisted up their instruments and began to play a fucking radical riff. All around them, a giant lake appeared filled with sharp-toothed babies. They began to sing in unison. God. Lars, your breath is a queefy fart, and everybody knows your dick is small. Stop trying to convince everybody it's not. Canterbury and Jeremy gonna fuck you raw.
Then they threatened to have sex with him. Together. Without condoms.
Yeah, oh, whatever. They don't care. They don't have condoms in Darinos.
It's canon.
It's canon. The skeletal steeds fell into the sharp-tooth-infested lake as both Jeremy and Canterbury jump-kicked over the lake, froze in midair, shot off 1,000 fireworks which exploded into middle fingers as a flagpole in the background hoisted up Lars's underwear.
Damn.
The crowd was stunned, and everyone saw Lars's tiny wiener, and then everyone laughed, except for Buffcat. As he heard the magical lyrics, a single tear ran down his cutie face, and for the first time he was touched by more than just his own huge-ass muscles. He was touched by the power of music. Jeremy and Canterbury had done it. Later, they'd go on to form Darinos' first supergroup, the Fur Beatles. Canterbury would marry Jeremy's mom and divorce her shortly after, so that Jeremy would be inspired to write their greatest hit entitled, I'm glad you're not my stepdad anymore, but you probably fucked my mom like 20 times at least. Finn.
Also, I like that Canterbury stayed true to his promise.
Yeah. He's a man
He's
of his
like,
word.
You know, this, I'm a man of my word. It's something I said would do. I gotta marry your mom.
Yeah.
Well, that was a great story of truly, truly scary proportions of sex.
Yeah, I don't know. I was feeling a little blue on this one.
I like that Jeremy's bedroom was turned into a sex dungeon. They probably got photos of him up in the bedroom.
Oh shit.
Alright, Josh, are you ready for my truly shocking tale?
I am ready.
Alright, this one is called An Untitled Affair.
Let's see what you did there.
Oh, yes. A crowd of thousands of orcs, trolls, ogres, goblins, elves, humans, dwarves, and some other stuff roared in the dungeon dome. The indoor arena of Orcspire, sponsored by Wizard Pizza Tower. Wizards all over were casting crazy light spells that were going like...
Yes!
No, that song wasn't playing, but you know right. How they were casting spells.
Now you know how, yeah. It's canon.
A goblin in a very nice suit walked out from the dressing room, through the crowd of crazy-ass fans who were going buck wild, and rolled into the ring. He cast spell of summoning a magic microphone, held it to his mouth, and said, "You've been waiting all year for this moment, and it's finally here. Live from the Dungeon Dome, sponsored by Wizard Pizza Tower. Hungry? Eat some pizza."
Damn, I want some pizza now.
You'd think Wizard Pizza Tower would have a cooler slogan, but they let the pizza speak for itself. Wizard Pizza is like regular pizza, but with outrageous toppings. Gummy bears? Yeah, you'd think something like that would be considered crazy, but remember, this is fucking Orcspire, so you can't even begin to imagine what they put on those goddamn wizard pizzas. Even if you were a rocket scientist or some shit, it's too crazy, and human brains can't handle it. Also, the sauce is good.
That's the most important part.
I think so. Dough and sauce. Cheese. Yeah. It's whatever.
Cheese can be kind of bad, but sauce, if it's good, damn.
Oh, yeah. The announcer spoke again. "Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to welcome you to Wizard Mania 4!
Yes.
The crowd got so wild, it formed a giant fist and a face, and the fist punched the face, and the crowd literally exploded. And when everyone came to, they were in different seats, still cheering the fuck out.
I just gotta plug my headphones again.
The announcer continued, "Wizards will put aside their staffs and do battle in hand-to-hand wizard combat." The entire crowd collectively began to do the worm. Not individually, but as a crowd.
This is the greatest crowd of all time.
Dude, they are amped, dude. This is Wizard Mania, man. Dude, it comes but one, but once a year.
But once a year.
The winner of this no-holds-barred Wizard Battle Royal will be named Truly Most Muscular, Hot, Super Sexy, and Definitely the Nastiest Wizard, and will be awarded the championship sash that shoots lightning. Said the announcer, and he held up the wizard sash, which was decorated with rare jewels, flame etchings, and a gold plate in the middle that said, "Da dopest."
Dopest. Damn, that's fantastic.
Upon seeing the championship belt, most of the crowd climaxed and fainted. And the first one eliminated will be crowned biggest dork, and everyone can throw their cursed rocks at him.
Is it like cursed rocks night?
Yes. The crowd golf clapped respectively, then tapped their satchel of cursed stones after, as if to say, "Soon, cursed stones. Soon." "But first," said the announcer, "the national anthem." And a beautiful elf in a really nice dress walked down into the ring, grabbed the mic, and sang, "Oh, sand in my peen. I got sand in my peen. I'll just pee the sand out, and my peen will feel better. But my pee splits in half. And my pee smells real bad, 'cause my pee went everywhere. And I peed on my girlfriend's rug that's at the foot of her toilet. But seriously, she shouldn't put that there. Guys pee all over. I'll just clean up the sea and not say anything."
Dude, dumb. That is way better than our national anthem. Fuck you, America.
You want to know why? Because it came from the heart.
It's true.
It's a true thing.
Yeah, 100%.
Ladies, guys pee on your rocks.
All the time.
The crowd was stunned. Then, all of a sudden, the beautiful lady did a backflip and revealed that the beautiful lady was actually Salami, the magical goblin.
Yay!
Everyone laughed. He winked and said, "Have fun, y'all," and disappeared.
I love him.
Me too. The announcer grabbed the mic and spoke again. "Just for clarification, that was not the national anthem of Orcspire." Anyway, your first combatant, hailing from Bodsville, Orcspire, weighing a crazy amount of muscly weight, Luscious Larry. Fireworks shot out of everywhere. definitely hitting some fans and burning their faces, but they did not care. Luscious Larry's music played, and it went like this. Sometimes I wish I could fuck myself. With curly, long, brown hair, a large, magical mustache, and a massive frame covered in a red sequin cape that read, "Don't hate me 'cause I'm dutiful," written on the back, Luscious Larry walked down the ramp. All the ladies went into sex comas.
Damn.
Sadly, they never recovered.
Rip.
Luscious Larry was one of the most famous wizards in all the land, known for his inability to wear robes and his chiseled bod. For some reason, Luscious was always very tan and dripping with either sweat or scented oils. He walked to the ring, then floated into it. He raised his arms, spun around and around, as he shot magical fireworks out of his pecs and directly into the faces of several fans. He then flexed over and over again, and even more magical fireworks shot out from him and hit more fans. Some died.
Oh my god. That's the price you pay for being in the greatest crowd of all time, though.
Hey, you're going to go see Wizard Mania. Yeah. You're going to be in the splash, though.
Right. Exactly.
The announcer spoke again. And the second contender in this battle royal, from spooky-ass Forok Forest, where skeletons come out at night and host "So You Think You Can Dance Like a Skeleton," it's Bone Cold Warrock, the Necromancer.
Bone Cold.
Warrock, now super buff, with a skull painted on his face and wearing a leather vest with skulls on it, walked down the ramp and into the ring. His music went like this. "Don't you know I'm a skeleton's friend? Friend of the skeletons." Since his encounter with the bandits in the forest, he began lifting bone weights in this bone gym located in the Forok Forest. After the death of Gary, he wasn't going to let his bone men succumb to the muscular bandit men ever again.
That was really sad.
Because he lost his friend.
I got really sad.
Well, he was like, "I'm just going to work out." Now he's like a famous wizard.
It all worked out.
He's a necromancer, but like, yeah. Necromancers are allowed.
Yeah, it's fine. It's canon.
It's canon. He did 7 flips into the ring.
Jesus.
When he landed, Luscious Larry walked right up to him and into his face and said, "Skeleton sucks dicks."
Whoa!
Then summoned a skeleton and tombstoned him into dust. Warrock was pissed. The announcer spoke once more. "Also 20 other guys." And seriously, like 20-something wizards of all races ran out of the dressing room and into the ring. The bell rang and dudes were throwing haymakers at each other's faces. Blood and teeth were flying everywhere. There was one wizard who was so ugly that when another wizard held up a fantasy mirror to him, he looked at it and saw himself making out with his magical self and melted into the underworld, who all collectively vomited. The Savage Randy, a wizard from the Savage Mountains, jumped on another wizard's back and started biting his head and punching his head, and when the wizard turned around to face Randy, it was revealed to be Tree Wizard, a treant with magical spells who could feel no pain. He said, "Yo, come on, Randy, why are you biting me? We're tag team partners." "Tag team this," said Randy, and he kicked him in the face and broke off the top of his tree face. "Guys, the Savage Randy, a guy you never heard of, just became a bad guy."
Dude. That holds a special place in my heart.
"I know you're not emotionally invested enough to care, but yeah, he's a jerk now. Can you believe it? The fans couldn't. They rioted and beat up and killed a guy who looked just like him in the crowd. Rest in peace, Little Dip Sea Peener." He died.
I love how, like, they're not emotionally invested in the wrestler.
No, the audience, our audience isn't. No, they don't
right,
know.
Our audience isn't, but the our audience Mania. Also isn't invested in Little Dip Sea Peener. But now they are.
But now they should feel a little bad.
They should feel a little bad. Because that's a horrible way to die. That's a crazy mob murder.
Because you just happen to dress up like one half of your favorite tag team.
Right?
Anyway, Luscious Larry punched 7 different dudes in a row, then said, "Fuck this," and made his arms super magic long. Grabbed all the other wizards and Daranosian suplexed them out of the ring.
Holy shit.
Everyone was eliminated except one wizard, who was Warrock the Necromancer. The two lunged into a big grapple. The struggle went back and forth, but all of a sudden Warrock found himself vertical as Luscious Larry suplexed them so hard an orc fan cried 1,000 pain tears. Larry turned to the crowd and flexed, and more magical fireworks shot out. But while he was flexing, Warrock recovered, floated to the top turnbuckle, and double axe handle smashed Luscious Larry on the back of the head. This killed him. The end.
Dude. That was a great story. I enjoyed that story. The ending?
The abrupt ending so of him good. Just killing a guy.
He's dead. Dude, that's so good.
P.S.
Mm-hmm.
Post story. It would later be revealed that Larry did not die as a result of the double axe handle smash, and that Warrock and Larry were in cahoots in an ultimate double heel turn.
What?
Warrock still holds the belt to this day.
I fucking can't believe that shit.
Yeah. Now you're going to tune into Wizard Mania 5.
Dude, I hope it's, like, not a year from now, because I can't wait that long.
It'll probably show up when I need a story.
Everyone, and welcome to another edition of
Chamber of Knowledge. I am Old Snickerdoodle, and I am here as well. Thank you for introducing me, Reese's. You're such a nice host.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, well, you can go eat it.
Well, you know what they say, Snickerdoodle? The Odd Couple.
I believe they say First scroll comes from Lizzie Fantastic. She asks, at Wizard Yale, are there many extracurricular activities?
At Wizard Yale, there are many extracurricular activities. I am an alumni, of course, you know this. There's wizard mm-hmm. rowing, mm-hmm. wizard oh, yes, tutoring, course. Which mm-hmm. is for dorks.
Yes, very lame.
Wizard weed growing. And, of course, wizard getting your hang down wet.
Yeah, that's quite the club. I vote it's quite popular. There's a wait list.
Yes, it's very, very long wait list. Yeah. The wait list is my dick.
Next scroll.
Next scroll is from Mark T. Sadita. They ask, where is the worst bathroom in the land? That is a very good question.
That is a very good question. Well, in Orkspire, it's actually, that would be the manhole. And that is a public toilet / nightclub that no one goes to for obvious reasons.
That is very terrible. Holy
I geez. Don't know why it opened or how it stays open.
What was their business plan?
Well, they were like, you could... First, you have to climb into it, but climb down it. But yeah. it, I guess they would like, well, you know, people can dance over here and then they can shit over here.
Is that their mission statement?
That says that on the door.
Well, maybe I'll check it out. In Daranos, it's the Pain Mines handicap bathroom, which is all of the bathrooms in the Pain Mines.
Because if you were not handicapped when you step into the Pain Mines, I imagine you are somewhat when you are done.
Either physically or mentally. It's terrible.
Next scroll.
Next scroll.
Next scroll comes from Maxwell Clayton Mead. He asks, what is the most whimsical food product?
Hmm.
You know, he just asked in general, but I'm going to assume he's asking us.
Yeah, he could be, he could be talking about, like, peanuts or something. I don't know.
That could be whimsical to someone. I know.
For someone who's allergic to them, they're very whimsical. They're called murder nuts.
Well, in Orkspire, the greatest, most whimsical food product is Fading Leaf of Whispered Tea. It's pretty whimsical. How about you, Reese's?
In Davernos, it's Buff Cat Cereal. When you pour goat's milk on it, his cat eggs hatch into muscles.
That sounds disgusting.
He's got a cartoon. I don't know. I watch it. It's a thing. I don't know.
Goodness gracious. Next scroll.
Next scroll is from at Corndogs Jackie and at Captain Stash. They ask, what kinds of pets are common in Daranos and Orkspire? Snickerdoodle.
Dogs.
Hmm? Dogs? Just dogs?
Just dogs? People like dogs.
Dogs?
What can I say? Man's best friend? Ogre's second best friend.
What is Ogre's first best friend?
Ogre. Zogre.
They are narcissists.
How about Davernos?
Davernos, Saber dogs, kitten eggs, and pain mine slaves.
That is not a pet. You cannot have a slave as a pet. That sounds awful.
Until the law changes, Snickerdoodle, what am I going to say?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, next scroll.
Next scroll.
At Alex Carls asks, what's a common hobby for wizards? If not smoking on that danky, stanky wizard weed, then please elaborate.
Yes.
Reese's?
Well, I one of my hobbies is I'm going back to Wizard Yale and taking a sociology class because learning is the coolest hobby. What about you, Snickerdoodle?
This sounds, you know, for as risque as it is, that sounds like a very boring hobby for wizards.
Most people's hobbies are boring.
Well, in Orkspire, we have Ragic, weightlifting, and looking at sad orcs on the RC ball. We are not too different from the people on that other realm, I think, you know.
Yes,
sometimes I think. Next scroll.
At ZD Thornton asks, screw, marry, kill, Buff Swift Dagger, Sid the Rogue, and Buff Cat. So, if you don't know how to play it, it's, we call it Fuck, Marry, Kill in Davernos.
Well, we call it Murder, Fuck. Murder, Marry, Murder, Kill.
Murray, Mess. Yes. We're not too different, are people?
We are not too different. I would screw Sid, because I imagine he's a nasty bad boy.
Oh, yes.
I'd kill Biff, because he's a jerk.
Mm.
And, I'd marry Buff Cat, because Mew.
Yeah, Mew. Yeah. I would screw Biff because he is fucking hot.
Oh yes, how could you resist?
I would marry Buff Cat because Mew.
Mm-hmm.
And kill Sid, even though he would totally kill you. So you should change the question to screw, marry, suicide.
Well, screw, marry, be killed by. Your pick.
That flows very good off the tongue.
It flows very swell. In fact, I think we'll change it to that.
Yes. Excellent.
But with that, that is all the information you shall receive. Until the next time, stop on by ye old Chamber of Knowledge.
Of Knowledge, yes.
And you know, are we getting paid for this?
I don't think so. I think it counts as part of the community service that we both have to do.
I don't have to do any community service. I do what I want because I'm a grown-ass wizard.
Snickerdoodle, I love you more and more every day.
I really shouldn't have peed on that guy's house. You know what? I take it back. It felt real good when the pee came out. Okay, well, that was more... information, and then in parentheses a question mark.
In parentheses, yeah.
This guy's it's Snickerdoodle.
These guys are getting old, man. I don't know. They're losing it.
Just a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Thanks again for listening to another episode. We're happy you enjoy these, and I'm happy that you sat through this bad microphone issue. I want to promise that'll never happen again, but who knows what's going to happen in my crazy life.
Yeah. You never know.
You never know.
You can't tell the future. You're not a wizard.
Well, I do have an all-sea ball, so.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I've watched you a couple times.
You've been watching me?
You're kind of boring, so.
I don't mind that. Put on a show for you.
You got a package in the mail recently, didn't
I did.
You?
I got a package from Einon's Beard Oil. They like the podcast, and they sent me some beard oil, which is fantasy-themed, called the Wolf.
Yeah, you have another one, too. You got, samples of... the raven and
the raven.
The bear.
And the bear, which is really, it smells really good. They all smell really good, so check them out. It's aenons.com. And if you got a beard, put some fucking beard oil on it.
You know what's funny is I had a beard for around this time last year, I had a beard for like 4 or 5 months. It was big and massive.
Yeah.
And I never conditioned it, and I didn't, because I didn't know, but apparently you're supposed to.
Yeah, I didn't know that either, honestly.
And but everyone, if I wish I'm thinking about growing another beard, because now I'll condition it with this great smelling beard oil.
I'm never going back. I'm never not using it.
Are you still using the Wolf?
Yeah, I've been mixing and matching a little bit. I only got a little bit of the samples of the other ones, so I like to not use them as much. But the Raven, I'm into the Raven lately.
Yeah, digging the rave.
Yeah, I'm digging the rave.
If you have a beard, check out some beard oil. aenons.com.
Yep.
Also, we want to go ahead and thank the Sidecast Show and the Internet Box, which are both podcasts who gave us very nice reviews. Thank you for going ahead and giving us a shout-out.
Yeah, it was cool.
And all those guys, we recommend that you check both those shows out, because those guys are very, very nice and very entertaining. Maybe a little magical. Maybe. I don't want to hype it too much, but maybe there's going to be a spell or two. I don't know. Thanks again. And hey, thanks everyone who's leaving reviews on iTunes and subscribing. That is a great way to support the show. That's how iTunes does its backwards math to decide who they want to feature.
It's medieval math.
But it's really helping, so if you guys are have a moment to write a couple of words about us, go ahead and submit a review.
Yeah.
If you listen to the podcast on YouTube or something, just click subscribe on iTunes, and that'll help us out. Also, if you want to follow us on anything social media-wise, it's always in the show notes, Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, all that stuff. It's all in the show notes. That's where we ask for prompts and get questions for Reese's and Snickerdoodle. And you can send us an email at fantasyficpod@gmail.com.
Do it.
Do it. If you feel like it. We don't want to put too much pressure on it, but, I mean,
tell us how your day was.
I would like to hear how your day was.
Just tell us what you did in school today.
And tell us what you learned, honestly.
Yeah,
not what happened, but what did you learn?
Yeah, what did you learn?
And if you want a t-shirt, it's fantasyfiction.spreadshirt.com. And I don't know, what else? Is there anything else, Josh?
I think that's it. I think we covered most things.
By the way, I don't know if you noticed this, but next week's episode will be the last one before Christmas. So our prompt for next week will be, Josh?
It is at TimX10 requested ghosts, like Scrooge or whatever.
Nice.
And then at Jads of All Trades requested Nog, which is great.
Yeah, I haven't had Nog yet, and I need some.
You love Nog, so I thought
that
would
be a good one. It's like drinking ice cream.
And Steph Bomb requested Elves. So let's just do Ghost Nog and Elves.
Ghost Nog Elves.
Ghost
Nog
Elves.
I think most of my story is written with that half of that sentence. But, okay, thank you for those prompts. And check back next week for another episode of
Fantasy Fiction.
And until then, ladies and gentlemen,
keep on wizarding.
Have a good week, everyone. Have a good time. Bye.
Thank you.